Columbus voters on Tuesday will decide whether to change the way the city is governed. Issue 1 will change Columbus City Council from 7 at-large members to 13 members, 10 of which would represent a particular ward or neighborhood. A number of U.S. cities, like Austin, Texas, have recently made the switch to a ward city council. 3 years ago, Austin found itself in a situation similar to Columbus. The city's population had boomed, and some neighborhoods felt left behind. A grassroots group brought an issue to the ballot that would change Austin City Council. Just like Represent Columbus, the Austin group, Austinites for Geographic Representation, promised every corner of the city would have a voice. Here's an ad from 2012.
Austin is the largest city in the country without geographic representation, and it's time to change that.
Like Columbus, where current council members live in just 4 neighborhoods, Austin's politicians were also isolated to certain parts of the city.
For the last 40 years, 15 out of the last 17 mayors and a full 50% of council have lived in an area that's home to 10% of Austin's population.
Austin's measure passed. The council went from 6 at-large members to 10 district members, and an independent commission drew the boundaries for the districts. Today, Kathy Tovo is the only council member who served before and after the big change. She says from the beginning, district representation had wide support.
Increasingly, the community had voiced concerns that they needed city council members to represent their areas who were really more familiar with them.
Research shows that almost half of all U.S. cities with more than 200,000 people use some form of district representation. It's been shown to give neighborhoods, and especially neighborhoods of minority groups, a better chance at representation at city council. It's been over a year now, and Austin, a city with a huge Latino population, now has 3 Latinos on city council. Before, they had just 1. And Tovo says residents tell her they like having a council member who's more accessible, lives in their neighborhood, and is familiar with the needs of that area.
They like knowing exactly who to call when they have an issue in their area. They like having that immediate access or more immediate access to their elected official.
But so far, at least one promise of district representation has not proven true.
That it would make running for office more accessible to ordinary men and women who wanted to step up and run but maybe didn't have connections to large fundraising bases.
Tovo says in her district, the 3 candidates and PAC spent a total of $500,000 in their campaigns. Tovo says that's cheaper than running at large, but still a lot of money for the average Joe. Longtime Austin resident Ken Rigsby says he was opposed to this from the beginning.
In this part of the country, we call it political horse trading.
Rigsby, a retired engineer, served on the committee that reviewed how best to restructure city council. He worried that 10 district representatives would fight each other for the interests of their neighborhoods, not for the city as a whole. And he says he was right.
We had our city council oppose a design for a highway that would come in from southwest Austin to downtown because of its aesthetics.
The highway benefited one district, but Rigsby believes the other representatives didn't want to upset their constituents with an ugly highway. Regardless of how Columbus voters decide on Tuesday, the issue will not disappear. If voters reject Issue 1, the mayor has promised an independent review of city governance, including district representation on city council. Esther Honig, WOSU News.